This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how when there's a big bill being considered in Congress, the whole thing, no matter how many thousands of pages the legislation in question runs, the whole thing always boils down to just a couple of key issues. Same thing's happening right now with the trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Both the House and Senate are considering what's called fast-track authority for President Obama, lets him negotiate and limits Congress to just an up or down vote on the thing. But that does not mean, despite what you might think, smooth sailing ahead. There is still plenty of opposition to the deal, opposition that seems to be coming together around the issue of currency manipulation. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on what exactly that means and why it matters.
Generally speaking, a country with a weaker currency is thought to have an advantage in trade because their stuff is cheaper. So currency manipulation is when a central bank buys or sells foreign currency in an attempt to influence the exchange rate. In practice, however, Carl Weinberg with the firm High Frequency Economics says the threat posed by this tends to be overstated.
Quite frankly, domestic monetary policy usually has more important things to do to help the economy than to focus on trade.
While some countries such as Japan and South Korea may dabble in this area, Weinberg says the broader impacts of the Pacific trade deal outweigh the risk.
The trade treaty has values and merits of its own, independent of anything that's happening on the currency side.
The Treasury Department already has some oversight in this area, which currency analyst Mark Chandler says is an authority it rarely uses, even though some members of Congress think it should.
The U.S. Treasury has not cited any country of currency market manipulation for over a decade.
Free trade agreements tend to be controversial, and Chandler points out that if the Pacific deal does go through, together with NAFTA, roughly 40% of world GDP will be subject to free trade. And if it doesn't,
it would look like the U.S. is retreating from the global international leadership space.
China, the country most often accused of manipulation, isn't part of the deal, and the yuan has actually been gaining against the euro and the dollar for some time. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.